doing the uprising thing, if they would dispose of Vladimir Putin in any way necessary, which to me always says, take him out, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, to reach out to our other conservative brothers, like people like Brady, if there are biological weapons in Ukraine, I wish the hell the UN would really do its job and you know, like really, you know, for a change, do its job and find these things out, because there's so much controversy. And now even conservatives and conservative talk show hosts are on different sides of all of this, just like your friend Wayne Allen Root is. It's pretty confusing. I'm pretty tired and burnt out at my age. So I wish you a good weekend.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the call. That's Gary, a regular, not a regular caller, but he is a regular listener to this program, which is always, always, always good to see. Sean Hannity, I think, said it best, though, is that the Russian people are the ones that are going to have to exact change when it comes to regime change or any other kind of change, and that it might be that the Russian people have to overthrow Vladimir Putin before anything changes. I don't know that that'll happen, because every time they even protest in the streets, they get arrested by the thousands. There are thousands of people behind bars right now in Russia as a result of a protest, just protesting. Not urging the overthrow of the government, but just protesting and saying that war is wrong in Ukraine and that there's got to be a better way to do this. And there's no reason, there is no reason why there should be a war going on in Ukraine. Ukraine has done nothing in fact, it's done nothing to warrant an 200,000 troop attack, and supposedly 99% of those troops are now inside the country of Ukraine. There's just no reason why. And I like though what Sean Hannity said. And Sean Hannity said, the Russian people are the ones that are going to have to make the change, and by the way he put it, by any means necessary. That to me was. That was something different. To hear Sean Hannity urging the overthrow and or taking out somebody like Vladimir Putin, a strong strong leader in Russia. When we come back, I'm gonna let you hear more from that interview last night. Sean Hannity brings out the best in Donald J. Trump, I think, because one of the things that we're all talking about are energy prices. And what most people don't do is most people don't really have a fix. And at least in listening to members of Congress and listening to the talking heads on cable news, there is no quick fix, supposedly. This is a mistake that was made a year ago on opening day, so to speak, when they, closed down the Keystone XL pipeline and shut down oil drilling in Anwar. This all happened like in the first hours of the Biden administration, and it's not going to be undone after a year in 2 weeks. It's just not going to happen. So stay where you are. I'll let you hear from the former president, Donald J. Trump. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out our conditions right now, slow flows on the 215 Beltway eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. And we're also seeing some slow merging traffic leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to the 215 eastbound there. Also, moderate flows on the 15 as we speak through the resort area. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there between Charleston and Tropicana. No big issues on the 95 right now, anyway. And do remember the construction zone, which is right there at the Spaghetti Bowl. That's interesting. 515 both directions between Maine and Eastern.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Mountain West quarterfinals action on Thursday. Top seed Boise State, 71-69, winners over 8th seed Nevada. 4th seed Wyoming beat 5th seed UNLV, 59-56. Boise State and Wyoming will square off today in the semifinals. 2nd seed Colorado State got by 7th seed Utah, 53-51. 3rd seed San Diego State with a 53-46 win over 6th seed Fresno State. Pac-12 quarterfinals on Thursday. Top seed Arizona, 84-80, winners over 9th seed Stanford. 4th seed Colorado beat 5th seed Oregon, 80-69. 2nd seed UCLA, 75-65, over 7th seed Washington State. 3rd seed USC beat 6th seed Washington, 65-61. Arizona battles Colorado today, while UCLA takes on USC. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Select styles, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How do you make the most of your mow? Tony and Melissa do it on a John Deere Z530M Z-Track mower.
Jump out of the house, a cup of coffee, and I'm at work.
You're riding around, it's like going on a go-kart.
And for Rodney, he uses his John Deere X350 lawn tractor to turn his yard into
my happy place. It's a great place to do Tai Chi. I work on my mind, body, and well-being.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your mow. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there's been so much bad news, and by the way, we'll get to former President Donald J. Trump a little bit later on in this half hour. But there is good news to report. We've been tracking this all week, and we now, it looks like, have an agreement. The lockout is over, and Major League Baseball Players Association approved a new 5-year deal, 26-12. The owners approved it 30-0. I don't know if that means this is good for owners, good for players, or good for the game, but we are going to have baseball beginning April 7th. Training camp, spring training begins on Sunday, and nobody could be happier about that than my next guest, Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. He joins us. Ron, this is great news, and nobody, I'm sure, is happier about it than you.
No, I'm happy as can be. The Dodgers got some business to take care of this year, okay?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that has to happen. And signing Clayton Kershaw, keep him in the lineup. He doesn't have to bat anymore.
Yeah.
In the National League, pitchers don't have to hit anymore. Now, you can go back and forth on that, and I can take it either way. I do like what managers have to do, how they have to manage a game and manage pitchers and lineups with the pitcher batting in that ninth spot, but now they're going, National League has a DH just like the American League, and so bring it on. I guess they'll play the overs. People are going to score more runs. especially why, in the National League.
Tell me why it took so long to get this deal done. I mean, we've known these dates and these deadlines that we knew they were all coming. Why did it take so long?
I'm going to hear, 99 days they got it done. Now, we can go back, you and I can, back to 94 when we lost much of the season. And so there's been times where it's taken a lot longer than this. I think what was sort of interesting, there was a disconnect between the executive committee and the players, the actual players. Because what happened, what was very interesting in the vote, is that the players' executive committee voted against. These are according to the reports. I'm trusting the reports, and I have no reason not to. And I usually don't trust the news a whole lot. But anyway, on different topics, I don't trust the news a whole lot. But on this, I think they probably got this one right, that the executive committee voted against going with this deal. And I'm talking about the executive committee for the players. But then the players' reps stepped up, and they voted overwhelmingly in favor of it. Mainly because, and this is, there's a lot of young players in the league right now. The young players had a voice. Minimum salary in Major League Baseball was about $550,000 a year. That's going up to $700,000 a year, minimum. So you're on the roster. That's what you're getting paid, even if you're sitting the bench, riding the pine, doing nothing. So I think the young players, their voice came out and said, wait a minute, that's a pretty good difference. That's a nice chunk that we're getting paid. So I think that's where it came down to.
By the way, on the other side of the negotiating table, there's the owners. They voted unanimously. Does that mean that the owners got what they wanted?
Well, you could argue that, but they are going to vote more as a group at times. So that's because they have the same interest, and it's a smaller group. Okay, it's 30 people. So, that they got what they wanted. I think everybody got what they wanted out of this thing. Okay, the ownership got a little bit of control of the salary cap type of thing, so the salaries don't go, the big, gigantic salaries don't go through the roof. And they changed some of the stuff with the luxury tax, and I won't go into all those details. That gets a little confusing, but they because baseball has a soft cap, meaning you can. Hockey has a hard cap. It's $81 million. You can't spend more than that on your team, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have, you can't. But baseball has a soft cap where they allow you to, if you do go over the salary cap, that you pay a tax to all the other teams, which George Steinbrenner did to, all the time to win champion, to get the Yankees where they were back during his heyday. So they changed some of the stuff with that. I'm just happy to see it back. April 7th, good. They'll play 162 games. Hey, Kevin, there's going to be some doubleheaders in there. Remember what a doubleheader? Remember those back in the day?
Back in the day, growing up? Yeah, going and spending like eight, nine hours at the ballpark? Yeah, I do remember
it was
that.
Sunday doubleheaders where baseball was, you could look at the lineup and nearly every ballpark in the league had Sunday doubleheaders.
Ron Futrell joining us from 8 News Now. We're talking about the new Major League Baseball agreement. Major League Baseball is going to begin on April 7th. There will be doubleheaders, and there are some rules changes that are in this collective bargaining agreement. What are they?
Well, that's okay. The DH is one, in that the National League now has a DH to go with the American League. And what they've done is they've put together an executive committee to consider rule changes, and this is going to be a small committee of a handful of players, an umpire, an owner, and they're going to look over some of the rules. Now, what they're considering is take that pitch clock that you see if you go out to the Aviators game. There's a pitch clock where the pitcher's got to get to the mound, get on the rubber, and start his windup at a certain point, or he gets charged with a ball. And the hitter just better be ready, okay? And the hitter, you can call timeouts. You can do that sort of stuff if you need to get something in your eye or for safety. But it basically is to move the game along and get it so that they're two hours, 15-minute games, I think is what baseball would like to do to be able to get it in that category. They haven't instituted it in the majors yet. Another one that they're considering is not allowing the shift. Okay, if you look at hitters now and you get an extreme pull hitter, usually they're lefties, they're going to have three infielders, sometimes four almost, on the right side of the infield. You know, first baseman, second baseman, shortstop's going to be playing near second base, and the third baseman's going to be playing where shortstop is. And they have those big wide shifts, and the outfield shifts accordingly for the power hitters that just pull the ball. And they're looking at a rule, and they've instituted it last year in the minor leagues, and they're going to do it more in the minor leagues this year, of not allowing those shifts, meaning you have to have two infielders on each side of the infield. I don't know if they're going to do that, and I don't even know if that's good or not. I tend to think it is, but I also, as an old-school baseball guy, I look at it and go, could you imagine if they put the shift on Pete Rose? Well, first of all, he's a switch hitter, so he can go either direction. Or a guy like Tony Gwynn or Wade Boggs, who would slap the ball the other direction with perfection. And you couldn't put shifts on those guys because they would use the entire ballpark to hit the ball. We need more of those hitters in baseball that can use the entire ballpark, and then that would stop those shifts. But it's become a power game where the home run is king, and so people just want to crush the ball. And that's where you get the power hitters and the shifts and all that sort of. So it's changed the balance of baseball a little bit. And so they're looking at those changes right now, possibly to take place beginning next season. They're adding a playoff team to each league this year. So they've got a dozen playoff teams, and they're going to go to 14 the year after that. So that'll be interesting to see what they do with that, how that affects, or check that, it's 14 this year. And then expanding it to the wider playoff. So,
and by the way, from a scheduling standpoint, am I right? I've been hearing all kinds of reports that they're going to go to a new schedule beginning next season, not this season, that would involve everybody would play everybody at least three times. Is that true?
Oh, I didn't know that. That would be interesting because. They've kept it pretty regional. You know, they've kept it where, obviously, National League, American League, you play in your own division and you play more in your league, and that's as it is in each sport. But we need more of those. Kevin, you'd love it. Kansas City Royals against Tampa Bay Devil Rays games. Boy, we need more of those.
Oh, my God. But it would mean you'd get to see the Yankees three times. You get to see the Yankees.
Yeah, you do get that. And so you have a Yankees series going. Yankees are going to be playing everywhere across the country. And that one I hadn't heard about, but that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. I do want the Dodgers-Angels series to continue in Southern California to where I loved the freeway series. They did it twice a year in both ballparks. I hope those regional matchups continue, that they keep those in interleague play. So I hope we don't lose more of that. But let's say the Oakland A's come here to Vegas, and in a couple of years we're seeing A's baseball here in Vegas. And I think all that was really put on hold quite a bit during all of this because they weren't going to announce anything during a lockout. So we might see some movement there here in town on what sort of progress, if any, has been made with the Oakland A's and their possible move to Vegas. But that would be sort of fun to be able to see. Well, you'd always get the Dodgers coming here to Vegas. You'd get the Angels because they play in the American League West, so you'd get the Angels often. And I'm a Southern California guy like myself. That's fun to have that sort of stuff happening and going. So that's not a bad idea.
And by the way, the TV networks would hate it because you wouldn't have 18 games between the Red Sox and the Yankees that make Monday night and Sunday night baseball.
Right.
Let me just ask you some of the rules changes that they have been tinkering with. The runner at second base to begin the 10th inning in a tie game, and the 7 inning doubleheaders. It looks like those did not survive either. What are you hearing about changes like that?
And I'm glad they didn't. They do that in the minor leagues, and that's fine. And they do it because they do 7 inning doubleheaders here when we have them here at the ballpark and put the runner on second. But I think that does change the purity, the integrity, and baseball is about that a little bit, the purity and the integrity and the stats and the numbers and that sort of stuff. And they tampered with it a little bit last year. And so, no, I'm glad it's going back to, yes, normal in that sense. And the 9 inning doubleheaders, yes. But stay with that. Stay with stay with the full game so that it keeps the integrity of the stats. Okay?
Baseball, as we know it.
Who wants to have a seven-inning no-hitter? Now, you could argue, oh, yeah, that'd be a great thing to do. You have a no-hitter, but it was a seven-inning second, the second game in a doubleheader, and you're the pitcher, and you get a no-hitter. That's a seven-inning, so you get the asterisk next to it, and there you go. Oh, but it was a seven-inning. How many seven-inning no-hitters would there be in baseball history?
And by the way, in our final minute, nothing changes for the Aviators, right?
No, nothing changes. No, they're going full speed ahead. In fact, minor league players have already been at camp for not a full month, but they've been there for 3 weeks because the minor leagues were continuing forward. What does change, and I haven't seen anything on this, and I doubt that they're going, they canceled the games, big league weekend games.
Oh, no.
And they did that about a week ago. And so I can't see them restoring those unless something comes up all of a sudden. Here's what's going on. They're playing a condensed schedule of preseason, of course, this year. And so with that, they're going to probably not make those road trips that they were going to do. We were going to get the who was here? The A's against the – what do they call them now? Chief Wahoo's still there.
Guardians.
Crusaders? No, they're not the Guardians. It used to be the Indians, but now they're the Guardians. Yeah, I got to keep up with all those name changes, okay? but Chief Wahoo is still there in Cleveland, but who's one of the funniest-looking cartoon Indian characters you'd ever see, but they're called the Guardians now instead of the Indians. Okay, fixed that one, didn't you?
Oh, God. Hey, Ron, it's always good to have you on. Thank you so much, man. You always make me smile, and we'll have you on again soon, okay?
My pleasure. Rock on, Kevin.
Have a great weekend. That's Ron Futrell, our buddy, and from 8 News Now. And what a good guy. And he's been around this market for a lot of time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from the president, former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And every time he says something on Hannity, I learn something. I learned something last night. We'll tell you what it is coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Wake up with a CW and start your day with the Wagners.
Catch top stories, traffic, weather, and have a little fun, too.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cox Cable 6.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Something maybe we haven't thought about, and in fact, the gentleman Jim Dallas has an issue with this collective bargaining agreement, the five-year deal, and it's outside the scope of the deal, but this whole notion of going north to Canada to play baseball may get a little bit tougher.
Yeah, well, for unvaccinated players, because we know who is running Canada right now, and apparently they factored that in with this new MLB deal, but unvaccinated players cannot go into Canada to play the Toronto Blue Jays, for instance, because they're unvaccinated, believe that or not.
Well, and the deal is that it could be subject to change if the number, you know, COVID numbers come down in Canada, that kind of thing. They may ease off. I hope they do. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. A checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for 1 day, 1 week, or 1 year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to